Thank you, Dr. McMichael. I'm grateful to be able to be here today and present this information to you. This study is a result of some of the intense interest that we've had in Louisiana in the last several years of early planting dates in soybeans. We have very little research on dates before April the 15th and very little planting date research at all on maturity group 3 and maturity group 4 beans. So this study was initiated in its current form in 2006. The location of the study is the Northeast Research Station in St. Joseph, Louisiana. It's on a sharky clay. It's furrow irrigated throughout the season, which tends to extend the optimal planting date window. And it is a split plot design. The whole plots are planting dates. The split plots are row spacings, and the split plots are varieties. To do this, we have several concerns environmentally in our state. One is we get quite large rainfall events, and so we decided we wanted to make sure we had it on a raised bed. So we prepared some 80-inch wide beds with approximately 50 inches of plantable width. And then we had a narrow row spacing that consisted of four 16-inch rows on top of the bed and two 16-inch rows on either side of the furrow, for a total of 8 rows per plot, averaging 20 inches between them. And that was planted at 32 seeds per meter, per square meter. In the wide row spacing, we harvested the center two of four 40-inch rows per plot, and that was planted at 26 seeds per square meter. These are the varieties that we used in the 2 years. In 2006, we had one maturity group five, four maturity group four varieties, and three maturity group threes. In 2007, we faced some different field constraints, and we had to bring the size down somewhat. We have, again, one maturity group five, three maturity group fours, and two maturity group threes. And there was no variety included in 2007 that was not also included in 2006. The dates of planting ranged from mid-March through early June in 2006. And a very similar series of dates in 2007, with the exception that we did not have the latest date, an early June date. I'm going to focus today primarily on the results from 2007, but to allow a comparison between the years, I'd like to also present several slides first on the yield results that we had from 2006. And this slide compares the maturity groups for their yields. For the maturity group 5, which of course is one variety only, so some caution needs to be exercised in the conclusions that are drawn. But its yield was above the other groups when it was planted from mid-March through early or mid-April. And then for later planting dates, the yields were similar to or slightly lower than the maturity group 4 soybeans. This was a little bit of a surprise because traditionally in Louisiana, maturity group 5 beans have been planted later. Our official recommendations state that you shouldn't plant them until May 1st, and then for some varieties, possibly not until May the 15th. Maturity group 4 soybeans had an intermediate yield from mid-March to earlier mid-April, depending on the row spacing. And then the yield is generally above the other groups at later planting dates. And the maturity group 3 varieties were lower in yield at all planting dates in 2006. We had some really interesting row spacing and planting date interaction in 2006, and I split that out by maturity group to make the slides a little bit easier to see. For the maturity group 5 soybean, in all of these slides, the solid line represents narrow rows, and the broken line represents a wide row. And for the first four planting dates, you had a good advantage to the narrow rows for maturity group fives. After that, they were quite similar. For the maturity group four, at the first three planting dates, you can see that most of the broken lines are lower yielding, meaning the wide rows were not performing as well. And that lasted all the way up till the 18th of April. And then again, when there were later planting dates, the maturity group four varieties performed a little bit worse in the wide row system. For the maturity group 3 varieties, There was again an advantage to narrow rows through most of the year that was especially prevalent when planted early. One other interesting point to note is that it had an effect on optimal planting date for the maturity group 4s. Optimal planting date was as early as April 7th in a wide, narrow row spacing, but did not occur until April 18th in general for the wide rows. So to summarize the effects of the row spacing in 2006, the effects of narrow rows, they caused higher yields from mid-March through early April planting for all the maturity groups. Caused higher yields in planting dates of mid-May or later for the maturity group 4 beans, and higher yields in all planting dates for the maturity group 3. And the earliest date for near optimal yield was quite a bit earlier than we have typically recommended in Louisiana. In both row spacings for a maturity group 5 soybean, it was March 25th. For the maturity group 4 soybean, the narrow rows optimal planting date was April 7th, or the earliest optimal planting date. The wide rows was April the 18th. And for the maturity group 3, the narrow rows and the wide rows again had the same relationship as maturity group 4s. So moving on to the 2007 results, it was a good illustration of why you need more than 1 year of data, because you saw some different effects. This is the yield in narrow rows for all the maturity groups to allow a comparison of their relative yields. These slides will be coded pretty similarly. The maturity group 5 is this Taro 55R15. It has the open circle and a solid line. These are the maturity group 4 soybeans, and these with the broken line are maturity group 3s. The maturity group 5 was again highest yielding when planted early, but unlike the previous year, it dropped down to become the lowest yielding variety in the test at the last four planting dates. The maturity group 4s were surprisingly steady across planting dates, near the highest or highest at the first two planting dates, and then among the best for much of the range of dates that we used. The maturity group 3s were lower yielding, especially when planted early, and then became competitive with other maturity groups at the later planting dates. And that wasn't so much of a function of their yield increasing, but the other maturity groups having a slight decrease in yield. In the wide rows in 2007, a very similar pattern was seen. One difference is this maturity group 5 variety was not higher yielding than the others at the first or second planting date, but it again was the lowest yielding in the test thereafter. And the maturity group 4s and the maturity group 3s also had a similar pattern. Looking at the row spacing interactions a little bit more closely, this is the maturity group 5 only. There was some evidence of a higher yield in a narrow row spacing at the first two planting dates. This was not as pronounced as it was in the previous year, and at the third planting date that was reversed, and thereafter there were no differences in the row spacing effects on yield. Maturity group 4s is more of a mixed bag. For the Delta King variety, which is represented by the two blue lines, and the faded outlines are the wide row spacing in these charts. But it was higher yielding in a narrow row spacing at the first planting date, and also to some extent at the last, but for much of the season it was very similar. For the Delta Pine variety, it was kind of a toss-up which one would do better, but mostly pretty similar in planting date, I mean in row spacing effects. And the Pioneer 94B73 was somewhat of a contrast. Throughout much of the season, the narrow row spacing yielded much better than the wide row spacing. Part of that was due to some problems that we had with stand in that variety, which I'll discuss a little bit later. Also, the fact that the other varieties had their optimal planting dates as early as mid to late March. And in narrow rows, this one did not have an optimal until the 19th of April. That may also have been due partially to stand. Maturity group 3 soybeans had very few differences among row spacings for the same variety. The one exception was late in the season, for late planting dates, there were some advantages to narrow row spacings. Some of the potential influences on yield in 2007 are listed here. We had about a month of rain in July, which caused some delays in when we were able to harvest the maturity at Group 3. One of those varieties matured, reached its R8 date around the 1st of July. We were not able to get in and harvest it for 24 days. So it had at least some degree of shattering losses. Disease pressure apparently was important. Cercospora was a factor, especially in the maturity group 5 soybean, and also Phomopsis was evident in the seed when it was harvested. Soil temperature regime was different between the 2 years. I'll go over that. In 2007, we started to use an insecticide seed treatment, and that seemed to make a difference in the health of the crop when it was first emerging. And then also we had some issues with the stands, which I'll discuss also. These were our soil temperatures as a 24-hour average. For 2006 and 2007, I have a 2.5 centimeter and 5.1 centimeter depth. That corresponds to 1 and 2 inches. In 2006, we had, shortly after the first planting date, a period of quite cool temperatures, and we had some delayed emergence from that first date. And that may have been one of the reasons for lower yields that were observed at that date. We did not have that pattern in 2007, with yields consistently above this safe threshold, which is often assumed, that's 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And for no planting date in 2007 did we have any problems with temperatures for the week after that planting date below 60 in Fahrenheit. Plant populations responded both to soil temperature and I think to some extent the planting conditions and depth. This is 1 week after planting on average, and for the first three planting dates the stand was not very well established at that time, but for later planting dates it was. It's interesting to note that the 23rd of March and the 19th of April had very similar soil temperature regimes, but we probably had a deeper planting depth on the 23rd of March. This is the plant population 14 days after planting. Most of the varieties had established pretty much their full stand at that time. The variety which is lower in yield is the Pioneer 94 B73. I'm not sure if we had a seed quality issue or what the problem was, but it was consistently lower in the stand. And the same effect was seen in the wide row spacings with that one variety. Now, if you remember back to the yield slide, that was also our highest yielding variety in the narrow rows, which was somewhat of a surprise. But I think it may be one of the reasons for the row spacing interaction. If we had a below optimal stand, and we also had a higher seeding rate in the narrow row spacing, that may explain why that variety performed so well in the narrow rows. This peak at the 19th of April may also explain why it had a later optimal planting date. And then one of the reasons for a much reduced row spacing response in 2007 is plant height. This is the plant height response in 2006. All varieties performed fairly similarly in their final plant height, starting out at about 50 centimeters and going up to around 100 later in the year. Those small, short plants at early planting dates were probably one of the reasons that a narrow row spacing was beneficial. In 2007, the contrast in plant height was much less pronounced. Plants started out around 70 centimeters and again went up to a little over 100 centimeters. And that may be one of the reasons we didn't have the pronounced row spacing effects. So to summarize, the effects of row spacing differed between 2006 and 2007. Planting date responses varied by year, suggesting that influences from factors other than or in addition to day length. Some of those could be the soil temperatures and some of the disease pressure. Early April planting appears feasible under good conditions for the maturity group 4 and possibly the maturity group 5 soybeans, especially in narrow rows. And although we saw good responses from earlier planting than that in 2007, I would feel more comfortable with a third year of data to provide a more robust planting date recommendation, and also, of course, recommend to keep your eyes on the soil temperatures and weather forecast. So with that, I'll conclude, and if I have time, I'll take a question.